we said we would protect basic human rights, and that's why we have a Bill of Rights in our Constitution. But what does it mean today when so many South Africans, perhaps not facing the might of the apartheid state, but are still living lives that are deprived? We've asked a number of prominent South Africans to send us voice notes, but we're also asking you to do the same on 072-702-1702. Why does this day matter? Why should we remember? And what do we do taking it forward? Have a listen to the Business Leadership South Africa CEO, Busisiwe Mavuso, telling us what human rights mean to her 30 years into democracy.
Hi, 702 listeners. My name is Busisiwe Mavuso. I'm the CEO of Business Leadership South Africa. So Human Rights Day to me, 30 years into democracy, presents me with many mixed emotions because we have achieved so much as a country. We have built so much. We have put some of the most progressive legislation in place. We have an impartial judiciary. We have a strong civil society. We have transparency and a rule of law, and the list goes on. So our government has done a lot in an effort to improve the lives of so many South Africans and to try and level the playing field. But, and this is where my mixed emotions come in, the same government has had epic failures, from the obliteration of our economy to the hollowing out of the SOEs, to an incapable state, to the dismal education system, to the dysfunctional health system, to the failure of the network industries, to the water crisis that we're currently experiencing, to the municipal dysfunction, to having so many public servants appointed based on loyalty instead of capability, hence the dysfunction in municipalities. And that is the most difficult for me, because the dysfunction at municipal level hurts the most vulnerable of our citizens the greatest. But I think we're also naive as South Africans to think that our local government would function properly with some of the leadership that we have at that level. You know, I remember a few weeks ago watching in utter disgust the city of Ekurhuleni Chamber's chaos. And it reminded me of a lecture I recently listened to by Professor Patrice Lumumba, a notable Kenyan Pan-Africanist. He gave the lecture at a conference in Lagos, Nigeria last year about Africa, the rising continent. He says, when you elect a clown and you think that he will be a king, what he does is he converts the entire kingdom into a circus. And he says that is part of the African problem, because it all starts with political hygiene. He says most of Africa is suffering because we don't have democracies, we've got kakistocracies. A kakistocracy, by the way, is a state governed by the worst or the least suitable of its citizens, or the least competent of its citizens. And he says, so who you elect matters. He says, because when you allow hyenas to take care of goats, why are you then surprised when the goats are eaten? He says, Africa will only achieve and realize her potential when we allow our best men and women to lead us, close quote. As I listened to him, I could have sworn he was talking about South Africa, because that is where we are in a lot of ways. So as I reflect on the 30 years of democracy, I worry. I worry about where we are. I worry about where we are going. I worry if the next few years we will still be referring to South Africa as a democracy, or if at that time we will be a kakistocracy. And apparently Mistra recently conducted a survey asking South Africans to describe in one word what best describes their sentiment. And that word for most South Africans was disappointment. And I too certainly share in that disappointment.
Are you disappointed? Do we take stock and say, look, with all the challenges we face, much is still to be done, but hang on. Look at where we come from. Is that the word you would use? Disappointed? How would you describe the state of democracy, the state of human rights in these last 30 years?
As we reflect on our democracy, 30 years on, let's remember that every voice matters. That's our basic human right. 702. Let's walk the talk.
It is the 21st of March, 2024. What you need to know at this hour, it's the 44th birthday of the former soccer player Ronaldinho de Assis Moreira, best known just as Ronaldinho. He was born on this day in 1980, making his debut for the Brazilian national football team in 1999 and becoming a fan favorite. Today is also World Down Syndrome Day, and it's about raising awareness around the misconceptions and